Welcome to the White House Family Spoken Novels Podcast, episode 219. Today we are reading chapter 13 of the novel, The Unspoken Prayer Request, by Daniel White III with his wife Marika White. When you met with great temptation, did you think to pray? By his dying love and merit, did you claim the Holy Spirit as your guide today? Acts 1:14. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. Mother Jameson was at prayer meeting on Wednesday night. She was burdened for her daughter. Only God can help that situation, she thought, as she listened to the pianist play a few hymns on the piano. Pastor Ashton delivered another encouraging lesson on being persistent in prayer. God does not operate on our timetable, he said. I know many of you wish he did, but if that was the case, we would have no need for faith, nor would we. Just as a man kept knocking on his neighbor's door late in the night and would not stop knocking until the neighbor opened up the door, likewise God wants us to keep knocking. God wants us to keep praying. God wants us to keep asking. Mother Jameson had heard many sermons on prayer, but prayer was beginning to take on a new meaning, especially since her daughter had gotten married. She felt that she needed to keep some distance from the married couple, and so she leaned on prayer to allow her to reach out and touch that situation. She turned her attention back to the lesson being taught. The neighbor said a few times, "Go away. Me, my wife, and my children are in bed right now. Do not bother us. Come back in the morning." But the man wanted some bread right then to feed his friends who had stopped by at this late hour. Importunity, persistence, a won't leave till I get what I want mentality, with action to back it up. We need some prayer warriors like that. We need some people to just believe God. We need some people to just step out by faith. We need some people who will just cast their cares upon the Lord and leave them there. Yes, Mother Jameson said, raising her hand. Like the songwriter says, Pastor Ashton continued, I know what prayer can do. Prayer changes things. Prayer fixes things. Prayer is going to be the only way out for many of you. Faithful Hannah prayed for a son and would not let up until God answered her prayer. In fact, she prayed so hard that Eli thought she was drunk. Isn't that something? In the second book of Kings, we see that King Hezekiah was sick unto death, and the prophet Isaiah delivered a message from God to him. Thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. What did Hezekiah do? He did not pitch a fit, nor did he have a pity party. He turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. Hezekiah lived an obedient life before the Lord, and when you live an obedient life before the Lord will bless you. God told Hezekiah's prayer, rather God heard Hezekiah's prayer, and blessed him with 15 more years. Now isn't that an answer to prayer? 2 Kings 20 and verses 5 and 6 says, now this is God giving Isaiah a message to deliver to Hezekiah. Turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, have heard thy prayer, have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee. On the third day thou shalt go up unto the house of the Lord, and I will add unto thy days 15 years. 15 years, folks. Mother Jameson had shed many tears for her daughter, but now she whispered, I will shed more prayers than tears. Pastor Ashton went on, King David consulted the Lord in prayer each time he set out to fight a battle. And because he sought God first, God gave him victory after victory after victory. God is waiting to answer your prayers and give you victory as well. Yes, shouted the congregation. Are there any prayer requests tonight? Pastor Ashton asked. Mother Jameson raised her hand. Yes, Mother Jameson. Pastor, my prayer request is still an unspoken one. Everyone, please continue to hold Mother Jameson and her unspoken prayer request up before the Lord, Pastor Ashton said. Mother Jameson called Aubrey as soon as she got home and prayed with her. Thank you for joining us for this episode of White House Family Stories. You may purchase a copy of this novel and any other Christian fiction books read on this podcast from Amazon.com. Now, dear listener, please know that God, the divine author of all things, wants to write a great story with your life as well. But first, you must give him the pen by trusting him with the life he gave you and surrendering your heart to Jesus Christ as Savior. Here is how. 1. Accept the fact that you're a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible states in Ecclesiastes 7:20, "For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not." Romans 3:23 reads, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." 2. Accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." The Bible says in Revelation 28:1, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." 4. Accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states in Ephesians 2:8 and 9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." 5. Accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that he wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." With these facts in mind, please repent of your sins, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and pray and ask him to come into your heart and save you this very moment. The Bible states in the book of Romans 10:9 and 13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, please pray with me this simple prayer. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. Dear friend, if you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." May God bless you until next time.